This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 172 for Friday, December 2nd. I'm Adam Pilashotti. After a severe drop in prices on Thursday, the ICE Futures canola market recovered all of its losses on Friday. Statistics Canada released its principal field crop production estimates earlier on Friday, with the Central Data Agency projecting 18.17 million tons of canola produced for the 2022-23 marketing year, 1 million fewer than what the trade expected. However, both European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were lower on Friday, while Chicago soy oil continued with Thursday's declines. Crude oil was mixed as OPEC meets today to discuss production output. The Canadian dollar lost one quarter of a U.S. cent. The January canola contract was up $34.50 per ton at $849.30, while the March canola contract was up $28.90 at $841.70. In the U.S., corn and wheat continued to show weakness, while soybeans made gains. StatCan projected Canadian corn production for the 2022-23 marketing year at 14.54 million tons, slightly below the average estimate of 14.8 million from the trade. The USDA's monthly grain crushing report showed nearly 449 million bushels of corn were used for ethanol in October, up 17% from September but down 4% from last year. Brokerage firm StoneX has projected this year's Brazilian corn crop at 130.3 million tons, 5.5% higher than the previous estimate. The March corn contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.46. Soybean prices are making a small rebound after Thursday's severe price drop. Prices are drawing support from dry weather in Argentina, which is threatening to reduce the country's soybean crop. Argentine soybean plantings are at 28% complete, compared to 48% last year. Soybean production in Canada is projected to be 6.54 million tons, in line with trade expectations. The January soybean contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.39. Canada's 2022-23 wheat crop is projected at 33.82 million tons, 1 million less than what the trade predicted, and a 3% decline from StatCan's September estimate. Durum wheat production is pegged for 5.44 million tons, a 460,000-ton decrease from trade expectations. Precipitation is expected for most of the continental U.S. this week, while weak U.S. wheat exports and Black Sea shipments bring pressure to prices. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 22 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.61. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 20 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.71. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 17 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.21. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 2nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pilashotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.